A recent letter from the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative startled residents in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The letter told customers to repair their electric equipment by August or have their power cut off. While most of the repairs are minor, others require more professional handling from an electrician, which are scarce in the region. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger reports from Bethel.
So I just got done attaching two brackets to the mast. That was one of the things that in my letter was missing, was that my mast was not secure enough to be up to code for safety.
That's Jeremy Osborne, who works with Utlunarvit, a workforce development organization in Bethel. He also works part-time as a copy editor at KYUK. He's one of 450 customers in Bethel who got the letter from AVIC.
I was a little alarmed because they say that your electrical service will be disconnected on or about August 15th unless you make the repairs.
AVIC took over control from the local utility, Bethel Utility Corporation, in 2013. And residents have been receiving these letters since then, according to the utility. The utility recommends residents hire an electrician to do the work. But in Bethel, that is not easy.
If I were to call an electrician today, how long do you think it would take to get them out to my house?
It varies, but I would say up to probably about 30 days.
Michael Langley has co-owned a store called The Lumberyard for about 20 years. The store stocks the electrical supplies people in Bethel may need for repairs. He says he's seen an uptick in people coming into his store for the past 2 years for these supplies.
Well, we carry everything top to bottom for meter mains, masts, everything you need.
Bethel has long nurtured a do-it-yourself culture because of its remote location and lack of services, which may have sparked some of the letters. But AVAC CEO Mira Kohler says the repairs are not just confined to older homes or the result of do-it-yourself jobs. Homes and businesses can fail to meet code because of shifting permafrost, windstorms, or other natural causes. Kohler says most of the repairs are minor. She says many just require replacing a ground rod or other repairs people can do themselves. But what happens when they need an electrician? Kathy Hansen is another homeowner who received the AVAC letter. She says the easy part is tracking them down.
I think it's not hard to get a hold of one. You see them in their trucks driving around. Now, to get them to come to your house and fix something, I think it might be rather difficult because they have lots of work.
KYUK tried to reach out to several electricians that were listed online or given through word of mouth. Out of the five that KYUK tried to call, only one, Sea Lion Electric Service, had a working phone number, and they never picked up. KYUK also drove around Bethel for about an hour to look for one of the vans, but we couldn't find one. Homeowner Jeremy Osborne consulted with an electrician who's also a friend, but then decided to do the work himself. He says he's lucky he doesn't have to do more to bring his house up to code.
And the list that they give you of repairs, until I noticed that I only had two boxes checked, I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 different things that you could have to replace. Luckily for me, the things I have to replace are relatively minor. But if I had to replace the whole mast or get somebody to rerun the mast or put in a new box, then I would imagine it could be, you know, up to $1,000, if not more.
AVEX Kohler says a utility doesn't require the repairs to be made by an electrician, but she advises homeowners who might not feel up to task to hire a professional, if they can find one. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger.